USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congress is holding a rare weekend session as it tries to pass both a coronavirus stimulus bill and a general budget bill before a Sunday midnight deadline to fund the federal government. One of the issues still being negotiated in a COVID relief bill would be stimulus checks to most Americans. Senator Bill Cassidy said those are fine to include in the bill, but the Louisiana Republican tells Fox News that Congress should focus on helping out small businesses specifically.
The checks are okay, but the folks who are really hurting are the folks who are about to lose their business and laying off folks who otherwise would be employed. I say the best stimulus check is a paycheck. So I think there's a little bit of a different philosophy there. If we can, you know, if checks are part of the deal, they'll be part of the deal. I think Ron Johnson's point was, let's take care of the folks who are really hurting, the unemployed, the folks about to lose their business, and therefore folks about to lose their jobs.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
As negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus bill continue, Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey is raising an issue with the provision in the CARES Act that was passed earlier this year. Toomey wants to limit the Federal Reserve's emergency powers to provide loans to businesses, cities, and states, powers that it was given in the CARES Act. Senator Bill Cassidy believes that's a power that should remain with the legislative branch. He tells ABC News that Congress shouldn't be delegating its fiscal responsibilities to other agencies.
If the Fed is going to have powers for an emergency, Congress can grant those powers. But Congress should not continue giving away authority to the executive branch, to the Fed, etc. That's not how our founding fathers set it up. They wanted Congress to actually deliberate. We showed we could deliberate quickly. We can get the Fed with the authority and the Fed with the money for whatever is needed. But I personally would rather power to reside where our founding fathers wanted it to be, in Congress, and not cede it to other agencies.
This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Two musical legends are teaming up to release a song about their frustrations surrounding COVID lockdowns. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
A couple music legends joining forces to protest lockdown orders in Europe. Van Morrison and Eric Clapton releasing Stand and Deliver yesterday.
Stand and deliver. You let them put the fear on you.
Morrison has been releasing anti-lockdown songs since September. Clapton has called Morrison an inspiration for trying to save live music.
Do you want to be a free man? Or do you want to be a slave?
Clapton says we must stand up and be counted because we need to find a way out of this mess. He's worried live music may never recover. Proceeds from the song benefit musicians in Ireland and the UK struggling during the pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
And the National Hockey League and its players' union have come to a tentative agreement on the start of the 2021 season. The deal contains a 56-game schedule with no preseason games set to begin on January 13th. There will also be a one-year divisional realignment. But there are still issues that need to be worked out. The seven Canadian teams may begin their seasons in the U.S. while the league negotiates over COVID protocols with the provincial health authorities. The San Jose Sharks may also begin their season away from home, as all contact sports have been banned in their home Santa Clara County until at least January 8th. The NHL Board of Governors will vote on the proposal Sunday. If approved, it will then go on to the players for their vote. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.